by stony ground. The Yom, another pasuk says, Shimu Horim es Riv Hashem v'yesonim moist the eretz. So Horim usually mountains always have hard stones. Acher Maimrim, others say, Minayin li'esen shuyoshin. Now that we know that esen means old ground, Rashi says, V'loi shuvu kak yisay mechodesh mekaka chriti. Not that you just put new ground down here, but it has to be old ground. Shenem, the pasuk says, Goyesenu, goy mi'erlamu, like was this nation, an old nation. So the word Eisen means old. It has to be old ground. Then the orphan Eisen of the Kufyas Nachrel. You take a big chopping knife and you chop off the head from the back. My time, how do I know this? Gomer Areifa Reifa Michata Soif. Another now from Chata Soif. Over there it says Mimul Orpoi. That you make the Malika from the back of its neck. Umikoima Osim Lizroyim 11. Then that place where they chopped off the head of the Eglarufa, it's also from now on to plant there or to work there on the ground. Tana Rabbon, the pasuk says, "Asher lo ye'oved boi v'lo yizareya," that you're not allowed to plant or work there. So lishovam, it means a place in the past that was not worked. Tiber Rabbi Asher, that's what the pasuk means. In the past, there was not done any work there. Rabbi Yonis Anoy Menol Habor, the pasuk means to give a lav Habor that you're not allowed to work there right from now on, or you can't plant there from now on. Rabbi Gomel Habor, Rabbi, it says it means Labor in the future, so much like this. Omar Rav, it should be. Yeah. The Kula Yamulai Pligi, it's like this. Omar Rav. Lahabor, that the Torah means that in the future now you're not allowed to work there. That everybody agrees. The Kula Yalma, Lai Pligi. The Siv Lai Yizareya. That it says you're not allowed to plant there. So both agree that now once you made the Egla roof in this Mokum, you can't plant there. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes Leshavar? So you have to choose a place that was never worked there from before. Rabbi Yashi Yisava, Mik Siv, Lo Yehubad, does it say Lo Yehubad? Therefore, it means, it says Lo Yehovet, that Mashmah was never done, so you have to take a piece of ground that was never worked over. Does it say the word Ashelo never, that wasn't worked? It says Ashelo Yehovet, means that in the future you should not work there. Rabbi Yashi says Asher Leshova Mashmah. When the Bosch says the word Asher, it means in the past. Rav Yonasan Asher Rebuyu. Gerson says, no, we knew the word Asher to be Marablik. We'll soon see other type of things also. Then the Mishnah says, though, Umuta Lisroik Shom Pishtun Onaka Shom Avonim. But on this ground, after you made the Egla Rufa, you're still allowed to comb out flax there, and you're allowed to clean out the stones. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. The Pasuk says, Asher Lo Yeyoveit Boy, V'lo Yizoreya. That you're not allowed to work and not allowed to plant there. Ain't li el Ezriya. You only know you can't plant on this ground after you made the Egla Rufa there. Shara avoidis minan. How do we know any other work you can't do there? Talmudoy ma'asher lo yeyoved boi. Mikol mokum. Mash many type of work you can't do. It came if so. Ma talmudoy mo lo yizareya. Why is the pasuk have to say you can't plant there? And not doing any other work, I know you can't plant there. So where it says leimelech, it means to include ma'zuriyam yuchedis. Shiva Gufa Shakarka, planting means you have to plant with the ground itself. Af kol Shiva Gufa Shakarka, any other type of work that you're working in the ground or with the ground itself. Mashenkein Yotso Srikas Pishtim, but it goes out if you just want to comb your flax there. Like you don't need the ground for combing your flax, you're combing the flax like in the air. You're just doing it on top of that ground, therefore that's mutter. Or else for Nikir Ravonim, if you still want to clean out stones there. Shenga Magufa Shakarka is not called an avoid in the Gufa Karka, therefore it's mutter. But the Marvi Yema, maybe no, the Pasuk says, Asher Loi Yeyoved by Klal. Maybe say that's called a Klal. Then the Pasuk says, Loi Yizorei is a Prat. You can't see there. So maybe Darshan Klal a Prat, Ein Mechal a Mashem a Prat. Zriyin, Midi Achrin Loi. Maybe the only issue is you can't plant in that ground. But maybe any other type of work you could do there. So Mara says, no, Asher Ribuyu. There's the word Asher, which is a ribui. Any type of work in the ground is also. Just work on top of the ground, that's mutter. Then the Padnemishta says, Viknir Roichsin Yedayim, that the Bezdin of that city has to wash the hands. Tell the Rabbon, the Pasuk says, V'chol Ziknir Hu, HaKroi V'melacholo Yirchasu Es Yedayim Al Egla Rufa. Banochel, like after they bring the Egla Rufa, they should wash the hands. So, Shein Tam Loim Harufa. Why is the Pasuk have to say Al Egol Harufa? Pshita. What does it say Harufa for? Umatam Loim Harufa. It means Al Mokam Arifosa Shel Agola. That means, where does the bezin stand now? By the place where they chopped off the head of this eagle. The Yomru and the Zikne bezin say, Yodeinu l'shavchas adam azeh, we didn't kill this person. V'yeneinu l'ro, we didn't see him. Fred Gemara, v'chi'al l'beinu also, she'bezin shaykhim damim. Do we have avim? Do we think that maybe the bezin killed the person? Ela, what does the pasuk mean like this? Loipol liyodeinu means the bezin says, we did not see this man that was killed. Upartzenu blame azaynus. Like we send them away without food, like maybe he would have died because of that. Or else Lorinu, we didn't see him, v'nachnu, and leave him below Lavoya, without escorting him. And we'll soon see it's a tremendous mitzvah to escort the person. And Tani will learn, Tari Yomei Weimer, Koifin Lavoya. Bezdin has a right to force the person to escort your guest. If you have a guest over your house, part of the mitzvah, achnos sorchim, or the Rambam says even a bigger mitzvah, is when he leaves the house, to Lavoya, walk with him. Rashi says, Koifin es mishen roitzel lavis es chaver lo derech shoveil. Bezdin can even force you. If you don't want to walk to your friend outside down the road, Bezdin can even force you to walk in. Sheschar halavoya en lashir. Because a tremendous amount of reward you're going to get if you do this mitzvah of lavoya walking somebody down the street. Shinyam and the post says like this. Vayaru ha-shoimrim ish yaitzim nir. When they went in the beginning of Sheshman, they went to fight against the Canaanim, so it says that the Bnei Yehuda, I think, was there. They went and they saw an ish, a Kanani. Vayarmulah, they asked the Kanani, Herenanas Mavayir, show us the way into the city. Vayasinu imach chesed, and we'll do with you tremendous chesed. See, the pasuk says, Vayirum es Mavayir, this Kanani showed the Jews there how the streets, how you get into the city. And maybe they did back chesed. Umach chesed, osima, what chesed did they do with this Kanani? Shekoloisir, Hargu, the whole city, Klayasol, killed out, the Fichar by the sword. Vayasish Mishpasta Shochu, but this one person was saved. And the prophet says, "Vayeluchish Eretz Achitim." This man of this Kanani went to Eretz Achitim. Vayivet Ir, he built a city there. Vayikrishma Luz, he called the name of this city Luz. And he Shmo Adayim Mezer. The prophet says, "This name Luz is the name up until today." And what is what's special about the city Luz? Tanya will learn like this: He Luz, that's the same Luz Shet Seivim Bot Chelus that used to make Chelus there, the blue wool. He Luz Shabos Sancherev Leidubula. Sancherev came, and that's the only city he didn't touch. Nebuchadnezzar v'leich riven, Nebuchadnezzar didn't destroy that one city. V'yaf malachamovas en l'rishus lavavoy. Even the malachamovas can't go into the city Luz. Ella, what happens to the people there? How do they die there? Zekenim shebo, the older people, they can live 500 years, v'zman shebaitan kotzo. When they get finished of living already, v'zman shebaitan kotzo lehim, when they feel they live too long already, is yoytzen chutzlachoyim, when they have to walk outside the city, v'ein meisim, they'll die there. But Kolzaman, they're in the city Luz, and the city Luz, the Malachim Avos can't get in the Rida. Why was the schus to the city Luz? Because this Kanani was Mekayin the Mitzvah Levoya. So the Mashar speaks out. The Ika part of the Mitzvah Levoya is if you have a guest over your house and then he's leaving, he has to know his way through the streets. So you have to show him the Derech how to go through the streets. Like this Kanani showed the Jews the way how to get into the city, how to conquer the city. But the more of a halloy dvorm kavachayma. Well, ma kanani zesh le diba beviv. He didn't even say any words. He just showed him with his fingers how the way to go. For the whole of Raghul, he didn't go with his feet. Still gorem at sololoy lazarat soikladarois that he was zoicha, that he should be saved. Ma mish loloy lavoed, this city lose. Me shoysa lavoyev Raghul is somebody that walks somebody else with his own feet. The lack of kavachayma, he'll get back so much char. So Gemara says, Bameherulahim. How did this Kanani show the Jews the way of the city? Because Morris says he didn't speak. So if he didn't speak, how did he show them the city? Like he moved his mouth as if to say, But that's the way to go. He showed them with his finger, go this, He showed them which way to go. That's the way he was Mekayim Mitzvah Levoya. Tanya Kavos the Rabbi Yechanan. Bishro Shekanani Zeh Hera Bietzbo. Since this one Kanani showed them with his fingers, is Gorma Tzolei Lazar Atzor Kloderos. He was Zeichot to have be saved, him and his whole generation, Atzor Kloderos. And not him and his whole generation, him and his kids. Omer Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi. Hamahalach Baderech Veinu Levoy. If you're walking on the street yourself and nobody's with you, is Yasek Batorio. It's a sakona to be alone in the streets, and you don't feel so good, so your companion should be Torah. Shinevan Apostle says, Kiluv Yoschein Hein L'Rashach V'Nokum V'Gar V'Rasecha. Because it's a good thing, that should keep your company for learning of Torah. V'Yomim Bishur Ben Levi, Bishvil Arba Pesiyah Shalav Aparo L'Avrom. It says that Avram Avinu walked, Aparo walked Avram Avinu four pasoyas outside the city. Shenemar the pasuk says v'itzav olo paru anoshim, and the Medrash says it means in the Gemara here that Paru himself walked Avram out of the city. It's because of that nishtabed the bon of arba meyashana that Klai Yisrael worked in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Shenemar v'avadam v'yinu oisim arba meyashana. So Mashal speaks out that Avadam's exhilarate to work was for other reasons. But which city did they have to work in? How come they had to work, Klai Yisrael had to work in Mitzrayim to build up Mitzrayim? And they did it in Mitzrayim because of this chus that Paro once walked 4 amis with Avram Avinu. That's how great the schar, the reward he gave back for this mitzvah of Levoya. Alright, turn over. And Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Hamalav Esaber Oyab Amis. If somebody only walks his friend down the street 4 amis, the year, even in the city, and in Nizik, he won't get Nizik. And Rashi says in Shant, it means the person that's traveling, he won't have any harm done to him. And it's because that you're taking care of him, you're walking with him, you're murdering now this chesed, that he won't be harmed. And Ravina Avla L'Rabba Bar Yitzchak, Adal Ramas B'Yir, Ravina walked Taka Rabba Bar Yitzchak 4 amis in the city, multiple Yod Yezekah, some harm was about to come upon him, and he was saved because of his mitzvah Levoya. Tana Rabban, what about this? Harav the Talmud, if a Rebbe is being Malavis Talmud, Adiburu Shalir, Yemachuyev to walk him to the outskirts of the city. It's even 70 yamas outside the city. Chavu the Chavu, a friend to another friend, Adchum Shabbos. You know how far you're supposed to walk your city? His friend, you're supposed to, if he's traveling out into another city, you're supposed to walk with him outside your city, Adchum. 2,000 mil outside your city. 2,000 yamas outside your city. Talmud the Rav, what about if a Talmud is walking with his Rebbe? Ain't la shir, there's no shir, you have to walk him wherever you have to go. The Kama, how far? Of Rosheshes Ad Pasa, he owes no Tula Pasa to 4 mil. That's 4 times Tchum Shabbos. For the Amor and Yalla Rabbi Shena Mubik, it's not your best Rebbe. Ava Rabbi, Mubik Shlosha Pasos, you have to walk with 3 Pasos. So it's a tremendous mitzvah salvo here. It's like a Shal Hakim as man as that, people don't do it so much. So there is a smad, the last man, Chesha Mishmet says, that as man as that, I said, since people know the ways already, it's not such an Indian, it's enough just to walk in Dal Damas. And the Chavetz Chaim talks about it a little bit, maybe that's also a minig where the Elam is a little bit more makel today. The Pashas Mashmir, the Ikka Mitzvah is that people don't know the ways, or it's a Sakana that get lost in the road. So the Ikka Mitzvah is talking of a person leaving your house to make sure he knows his way, how to go someplace. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. Let him know the exact directions, how to get where he wants to go. But our co-problem, there is this Mitzvah still, like the Chofetz Chaim speaks out, the Avada, whoever wants to do it, the Avada, the Mitzvah is still here. There's such an Indian, and the Rambam brings down this is bigger than Achnos HaSorchim. And they bring down a famous Meister, the Chofetz Chaim. They didn't say it was the Gro the Meister was. There was once a person did a lot of chesed in his city, in his house. Had a lot of people over. And at the end of the year, his house burnt down. They came to ask the Gro. He just says, big chochem. So they came to ask the Gro, how come the person did so much chesed, how come his house burnt down? She says, true, he gave the Orchem a lot of food to eat, but he wasn't Makai in the Mitzvah Levoya. He didn't walk them afterwards. Has brought down the Indian of Eshel. That's Achila, Shtiyah, and Levoya. So Achila and Shtiyah is Esh. If you only give the guest Achila and Shtiyah, that's Esh. The Ikka Mitzvah, the Ikka part of the Mitzvah is Levoya to walk him. So I call upon him, you have to walk him something, at least Dal Damas. I call upon him Levoya at least. The Vice of the Ram also says, that's the Gemara, that's the Shpitz of the Mitzvah Achnos Sorochim. If you have him in your house, you can't just let him go himself, you have to walk him down. And the Gemara says, Mashma Chobot to Chobot, your mama should have to walk him out to Chum Shabbos. Alright, right. So I call upon him to do Dal Ramas. Yeah, Rav Kana Alvel Rav Shimi Barashi. Rav Kana walked Hasim Barashi. Mitum Nora Ad Beit Bat Sinus the Bavel. So the palm trees above them. Kimotos and they got there Romulei. Why did they reswine it Sinus the Bavel? Other people said these big palm trees above them. Mishnei Yodam Rishin. Still from other Rishin is Nayu. Is it true? Somali said back to him. Rachta Milsi. You remind me of something else. The young Rav Yosef Mechanina. My this is what the Bosek say. Barat Hashlo Yovad Boish. And it's sitting in the Yirmiyah says in a city in a land that nobody went there. And it says, "V'lo yoshev odim sham." Nobody lived there. So kashrus v'chemiyachesh loyover heichin yoshev. If nobody ever went through that land, what do you mean nobody lived there? Shita. Ella means it like this: Eretz shegozru le odim rishon liyishuv nisyashva. Odim rishon, he was the big man that made the whole world where people should live in. Any land, America, he said people will live there. The people living in America. But Eretz shegozru leim odim rishon. Part of this world that other Rishon wasn't guys that people should live there, legacy Ashra, nobody ever lived there. Other Rishon was the first one to invent America. But Mordechai Alved Ravashi. Mordechai was Malava Ravashi. Mayagrunya Viad Bekipi, from this place. Viamla some say Ad Beduri. He's the kind of Mr. Lavoy, Mamish walked him all the way, a far place. Omrav Yechlim Shimra Meya. Kol Shein Malava, somebody doesn't walk his guests. or else you're mislavo, or else you don't let somebody whoop you, it's kilu shevich damim. It's like you're having yourself being killed. Because if you whoop yourself, it's a sakana. And the mitzvah of levoyer is to take away the sakana. So you're not supposed to be meichel on this. You're supposed to let somebody else whoop you. How does the guy himself get back home? I don't know, but Right. If the people of Yericho would have been alive, Elisha, like Yira Dublin tonight, because they wouldn't have the case where two bears killed out the 42 kids. She then when the prophet says, "V'yal Mishon Beisel went to Beisel, Luola Baderach Unorim Katanim Yotzumanir." Young kids came out of the city, but his counselor boy and they called the names. But Yomer they said, "Alei Kerech, Alei Kerech, go up the bulls, but go up the bold one." Ormula, it's like this. Ormula, Shekarach, this land was a mokim. It said like Elisha, you made this place bold for us. Tomorrow, Norm, Ketanim, there was young kids. What does that mean? Norm, a little old, and Ketanim are very small. Ormula, Yablaz, that means Shem Norm and a mitzvah. They were empty for mitzvahs. Ketanim, Shem, Mekatni, Amunah. They didn't have Amunah. Tona, Norm, Hoyu, they were a little older. Or Vizuzu, Atzma, Ketanim. They made themselves like small kids. Or Vizuzu, Atzma, Ketanim. Master, Rabbi Yosef. But do my shame of Kaimon, it's on the name of the place, Norin. Me like Siv, the Aram, Yotsu Gedudim, for Yoshua Meretz Yisrael, Norah Katana, it says in Norah Katana. But Kashom, you have a Kasha, Norah Katana, it's a Sira. Nara is 12 years old already. Katana is a young girl, how do you have the two? The Amra Pados, Katana Diminorim. It means she's a Katana, but she came from the city, Norin. So maybe you're also Norim, just name it in the city. So Mara says, no, Hosul in the Korish Mekaimon. Here it doesn't say the place. Therefore we say Norim is the city. Of the Hochim of first Mekom, it says here clearly the city, so therefore means Ketanim Norim, they were Norim, but they acted like Ketanim. So it says, Vayifan Akra, Vayirim, Vayikadlam, Hashem Hashem. Elisha went and he gave them a curse, Hashem Hashem. Ma Ro, what did he see? Amarav, Ro, Mama, she just looked at them. Ketanim, like we learned. When a Talmud Chacham looks at somebody, wants to give him a curse just by looking at him, that could cause the person to die or to become poor. Shmuel says, no, Roy saw Shekulim Nisarbu Mem Imam Yom Kippurim. Like you saw, they were doing Averis, all the mothers became pregnant on Yom Kippur, they were having Tashmash on Yom Kippur at Tosa. That Yisra Nafu Amma Blur Yisrael Lem, you saw they had haircuts like Goyim. Ki Amaroyim like Amaroyim. That Yechon Amma Rosh Lehoysa Ben Lechlucha Shemitzvah. He saw they had no mitzvahs by them. But the Gemara Vedilma Bezari Nehevi, maybe by their kids they would have had mitzvahs done. Or Miablazo Lebom Vle Bezari Masel Kloderis. He saw the way now, he knew there'd be no mitzvahs here by them and all the children. So Pasuk says, then what Elisha have done? Vatetzen eshtei dubin minayar. Two bears came out of the forest. Vatetzen eshtei dubin minayar. And they wiped out of them 42 kids. So Rav Shmuel.